Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for clicking onto the show. Before we dive all the way into the show, we do want to stop and take a moment to think about Tommy Tiny Lister Jr., otherwise known as Debo, a cultural icon for so many of us. So for those of you who maybe a lot younger and don't know a lot about him, I thought it would be a good time to share a little bit of his history, all right? Now again, he was an American character actor and occasional professional wrestler known for his roles as neighborhood bully Debo in the 1995 film Friday and its 2000 sequel, and as President Lindbergh in Fifth Element. He had two short professional wrestling stints with Hulk Hogan in the World Wrestling Federation after appearing as Zeus in the 1989 movie No Holds Barred and resuming the feud as Z Gangsta in 1996 for World Championship Wrestling. He was blind in his right eye. Now, you might be wondering what happened to him and how did he become blind in his right eye? Well, while some lose their sight later in life, this was not the case with Tommy Lister. He was born blind in his right eye due to a detached and deformed retina. According to a 2014 write-up on the life and career of Tommy Lister, the actor's right eye was not as cross-eyed as it appeared on film. However, it was visibly cloudy and sometimes half-shut, Allegedly, Lister used to be ashamed of his right eye. He even wore tinted glasses to conceal it. Then, one day, something changed. He stopped hiding and took off the shades. Lister once reflected on how he previously regarded his eye as a curse, but learned to overcome it. He said, "I started doing these movies and God said, you thought it was a curse. It was a blessing," he says. "My eye became my trademark in Hollywood." Now, it does sadden all of us that on December 10th, Tommy Tiny Lister, known as Debo to so many of us, passed away at the age of 62. His manager, Cindy Cowan, said he had suffered with COVID-19 earlier on in the year, but had overcome the virus. His cause of death is still unknown and subject to investigation. The actor was well known again and will be greatly missed by friends, family, and fans alike. And also, in regards to everything, he recently did an interview, and in the interview he did, he said he was actually looking forward to taking the COVID vaccine just days before his death. But when you listen to him, it's apparent he's got serious symptoms, including labored breathing. If you watch the video, there's a video of him on TMZ.com. So that's, I didn't want to just start the show because, again, he's a cultural icon. We all know, we all know Debo. And let's just go ahead and just share a quick little moment that we can, we all relate to when it comes to him in our movie culture. And then we will dive right into the show. All right. All right.
Tripping, man. You want me to ask for my bike back? You know I wouldn't trip. What bike? Beach Cruiser. The one I let you use a couple of weeks ago. what I've been asking you about.
Oh, that pipe.
You know, you wanted it back, homie. It's right here. Follow me.
Yeah, it's just like it's both ours. Down at my house. Cool.
You're listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiyana right here on Lip Smackin' the podcast, where you're going to get all the good hot topics and some consumer reports that you are going to want to know about. So thank you so much for clicking in. I do hope you plan on sticking in. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you get to share it, all right, on all of the platforms, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff, all right? And don't forget, we can be found on several platforms as well. You got us here on Anchor, but you can find us on the Apple platform, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, and several others. Again, thank you so much for clicking in, and we are about to get started. Okay. This is Akiyana. For anybody wanting to get out and cut a rug, as the old people used to say, the Olympics has announced that their 2024 Paris Games will have a segment for breakdancing. It is going to be an Olympic sport. I definitely agree with it. It's challenging and not a lot of people can do it. In addition to breakdancing, they're also going to add surfing, sport climbing, and skateboarding will make their debut in the Tokyo Games. And those were postponed from 2020 to July 23rd, 2021, but due to the coronavirus pandemic. Additionally, the Olympics has slated 329 medal events in Paris, which is 10 fewer than Tokyo, and have given an athlete quota in 2024 of 10,000, which is about 600 less than next year. So this is going to be interesting. Can't wait to see what they have in store for the Olympics. That'd definitely be something that I look forward to watching, especially the breakdancing, because it's always been kind of curious to me and kind of cool to look at. So just updating you guys on that. I guess the season for baby making is upon us. So, you know, Christina Milian, she was married to The Dream, and she has a daughter, Violet, by The Dream. Then she stopped dating The Dream. And The Dream was previously married to Nivea, which is a recording R&B artist. Nivea then got with Lil Wayne. And Nivea and The Dream have three kids together. And then Nivea and Lil Wayne have a little boy together. So after Christina Milian and The Dream got divorced, and that was because shortly after they got married, The Dream was caught on vacation with his secretary or somebody that worked for the PR firm that he was using, that he is now currently married to. I hope you guys and girls are following along. So moving on. So Christina Milian has a baby with The Dream. The Dream has previous kids with Nivea. Nivea has a kid with Lil Wayne. After The Dream and Christina Milian get divorced, Christina Milian starts messing with Lil Wayne. So Christina Milian is with Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne has a kid with Nivea, and so does The Dream. So Christina Milian has been with two of Nivea's exes, which was real crazy. Everybody thought it was crazy. The kids thought it was crazy. Lil Wayne's ex-wife was like, I think all of it is a hot mess. Like, the kids are cousins, brothers, sisters,
moms, dads, uncles. It was just a mess. It was just a hot mess. Anyway, she was with Lil Wayne. That didn't work out. She was with Nick Cannon. That didn't work out. And then she got with this other guy who his name is Matt Parocca. And he's a singer. And they had a little boy recently. Well, today she came out with her maternity photos and they're expecting their second child together. So Christina Milian will be a mother of three. And I gave you all that background just so you would know her history, but congratulations, Christina Milian. Next, we have the beautiful Cassie. Now, Cassie was with Diddy for years. They would go on family vacations, but when you would see them on vacation, Diddy would have all his baby mamas and all his kids. So, part two of the baby making special. So Cassie, who was with Diddy for years. Diddy has children by a few different women, and they would go on vacations a lot. And so it would be Cassie, Diddy, and then the camera would turn or you would look, and Diddy would have all of his children on vacation, which I think is freaking beautiful. He would also bring their mothers with them, which I'm all for blended family. You know, there should be no drama. Everyone's an adult. I get it. But it just seems kind of weird that every time you saw them, this was this big, like, Brady Bunch caravan full of family members. But again, whatever works for them is fine. And about a year ago, Diddy's baby mother of three of his children, he adopted one of her kids, so I'll say four of her children, passed away. When she passed away, Diddy and Cassie had recently broken up, but Diddy made a statement, "I lost the true love of my life." And I'm sure that had to be a heartbreaker for Cassie. Like, damn, I've been with you all these years and you make that statement. Neither here nor there. Cassie left Diddy and went with, I believe it was her trainer or a trainer that she was using. And his name is Alex Fine. She announced that they were having a baby and they got married. Diddy did the mature thing, went on social media and congratulated her and her husband. I thought that was super big of him. And it just showed the adultness about him, you know? Well, today, Cassie announced that she and her husband, Alex Fine, are expecting their second baby, and I want to send them all the congratulations in the world. Please do not get comfortable, ladies, if you're scared of change. Change is good, and you need change to shake things up. I am so freaking happy for her. You got out of a relationship where you weren't valued. Now you're a wife and you're on your second baby. Again, congratulations. On to some other news. This is more of I could see Kanye doing something like this, but it is not Kanye. It is Mr. Drizzy. Mr. OVO himself, Mr. Drake. Drake has a candle coming out and it is gonna smell like him. Interesting, right? The Fashion Sites reports that one of the 5 scents designed by Drizzy is called Carby Musk. It's described as a smooth musk fragrance. In its introspective and its interpretation of your beautiful self, yet an extrovert, and how you would want others to see your bold and brilliant self. Feature notes of musk, ambers, cashmere, suede, and velvet. Actually smells like Drake. Other scents include Good Thoughts, Sweeter Things, and Williamsburg Sleepover. They're selling for $48 each, with a Carby Musk being priced at $80, according to the article. The candles are supposed to launch this holiday season, and the preview is going to be the Carby Musk. Now, just want to let you know, the Carby Musk, that's the one that smells like him. That's the $80 one. And then the Good Thoughts and Sweeter Tings, those will only be $48. So I guess we'll just kind of stay tuned for those. I will purchase one for sure and let you guys know how it smells because I am definitely a big Drizzy fan. So I guess we'll just stay tuned and see how they smell. I just want to let everyone know if they're looking for me in February, I'm going to be busy. I am going to be trying to figure out how I'm getting to Super Nintendo World because it's opening very, very soon. It is a theme park that looks like an old school Nintendo game and then is opening February 4th, 2021. Lord, please grant me access to this old school kingdom. I think it'd be pretty, pretty dope, and I'm going.
Hey, Akiana, don't forget about your co-host, okay? You're not going by yourself. I'm going too. We're both going to be missing because I want to give me some of that. That looks so much fun. Oh my goodness. It would be super cool if, like, let's say like you and I went and then they give us each little outfits, like a little Luigi and a little Mario outfit, like with the hats and stuff. Like, they should do that. I want to go too. You're taking me, right? No. While we figure out if she's taking me or not, let's go ahead and get into some Shad No-No, because like we say, he's been a friend of the show since we got started, and this will be a great opportunity to listen to some Highway Dreams.
I just do shit my way. I just do shit my way. You can catch me doing 50 on the highway. 100 pounds in my trunk, that's a high risk. Type of shit put you in a tank with lifers. I just want the cake, nigga. I got the bag, but I can't share it with no fake niggas. Lost my fear and I swear shit ain't been the same, nigga. Beat my cases, now I'm back to shipping weight, nigga. I just want the commas, nigga. Mama out the hood, the only thing I wanted, nigga. Shit I'm rocking, you can't find it, you can't cop it, nigga. Pocket rocket in my pocket, I can launch it, nigga. That ain't been a problem for me. I had a DA hate my soul, putting time on me. You think I give a fuck what these niggas be saying about me? I close my eyes, they ride the beat, now niggas pay to see me. Bitch, I want a bag, yeah, one for all that jack. Fuck these hoes, I want cash, yeah. Riding with my girl, we stop to fucking get cash, yeah. Keep a shoot on standby, get these niggas be mad, yeah. Niggas in they feelings, fuck all that talking, I'm only talking a million, I ain't talking big, just niggas like me, go get it up. 200 a show, I take it home, I'm independent, niggas do the race, I kick dust when I giddy up. Mama used to send me to the wick to get the cereal. Grind for every time we was broken, shit was critical. Now I count the money with the weapon in my visual. And my niggas all down to go. I hit a lick and won't nobody know. Mouth closed, that's just how we roll. 200 tribe, I'm a general. I just do shit my way. You can catch me doing 50 on the highway. 100 pounds in my trunk, that's a high risk. Type of shit put you in a tank with lifers. I just want the cake, nigga. I got the bag, but I can't share it with no fake niggas. Lost my fear and I swear shit ain't been the same, nigga. Beat my cases, now I'm back to shipping way, nigga. And I ain't fucking with you niggas. You not in the picture with me. I just fuck your little sister. Used to come around till I found out it was bitching niggas. Now I'm out of town, cause the money beneficial, nigga. And my mama benefit my nigga. I can't go unless the 44 going sister, nigga. I don't even speak until my team say you official, nigga. She don't even sneeze unless I get that bitch permission, nigga. It ain't no crew, it's just some killers with me. I ain't wanna do it, but these niggas out here pressing me. I ain't wanna move it, I was broken, it was stressing me. Only watch my friends and the money, that's the recipe. 200 tribe, that's the Medellin. Left the hood twice, why you mad cause you ain't never leave. Keep fucking these broke hoes, I'ma get the presidents. Get rich now or you could die by the enemy. I just do shit my way. You can catch me doing 50 on the highway. 100 pounds in my trunk, that's a high risk. Type of shit put you in a tank with lifers. I just want the cake, nigga. I got the bag, but I can't share it with no fake niggas. Lost my fear and I swear shit ain't been the same, nigga. Beat my cases, now I'm back to shipping way, nigga. I just want the commas, nigga. Mama out the hood, the only thing I wanted, nigga. Shit I'm rocking, you can't find it, you can't cop it, nigga. Pocket rocket in my pocket, I can launch it, nigga. That ain't been a problem for me. I had a DA hate my soul, putting time on me. You think I give a fuck what these niggas be saying about me? I close my eyes, then ride the beat, now niggas pay to see me.
I came across an interesting article. The article reads, McDonald's is giving away 10,000 free McRib sandwiches for fans who shave. Interesting. It says, beard or no beard, prepare for the McRib with the shave or even a facial mask, because anyone can participate, from your brother to your mother to your sister-in-law to your cousin's roommate, McDonald's said in a news press released on Monday. Post a picture of a cleanly shaven or baby smooth face on your public Twitter or public Instagram using the Shave for McRib Sweet Sates and tag McDonald's. The first 10,000 entries will receive a code for a free McRib through a McDelivery with Uber Eats while supplies last. Very interesting. Shout out to Scotland. Can't wait for the States to jump on the bandwagon and get the party train going. So, it is said that Scotland is now the first country in the world to make pads and tampons free. Let me tell you something. I can only use organic products. Anything with the word organic automatically costs more. So, once a month, for me, my products, I'm spending about $32. $32 may not be a lot of money, but it's something that I have to do every single month, like every single month. And that's just the low ball of what I have to do every single month. So every year I'm spending $384. And I know that we're supposed to maintain maintenance on our bodies and money shouldn't be an issue, but it would be pretty dope if I would be able to go to the store and say, hey, I am female and I need these products and I hear that you guys are giving them out free. I think that is excellent. I often think about like homeless people, for instance. When you see a homeless person, where do they get their feminine products from? Like, this is something that we can't control. It's something, it's Mother Nature flowing through us. And it would just be really, really nice if we could get those products for free. So I don't know how that came about, but I really, really think that's dope, Scotland. Call the States, call other countries. See if you could talk to whoever's in charge and, I don't know, send us some help. On a positive note, El Chapo's kids, they built a school in Mexico for kids that couldn't do distant learning. I think that is really, 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 really nice. You know, your father was the drug lord, the most household name worldwide. Anybody can say El Chapo and we will know who you're talking about. And you guys, your name is a legacy. And I think that's pretty dope that you guys are going to, build a school in Mexico for the kids. Very, very nice. A way to turn bad money good. Very, very good. I often have thoughts. And those thoughts are, I think the drug dealers, like, they make so much money, they should give back to the community. Like, I remember back in the 80s how they had movies and, like, you would see, like, the pimps and the drug dealers, like, get a U-Haul truck, fill them up with bikes, and then just go back to the neighborhood and give out gifts. That's actually not a bad idea. I mean, you're selling drugs, you're in a cartel, you're making all this money, you're pulling these parents away from these children. The least you could do is buy them gifts once a year and do something nice, like building a school. So, kudos to you, El Chapo kids. So, I will admit, I saw the most interesting photo. Someone posted, and there's a picture of Khloe Kardashian, which her dad was Robert Kardashian, who defended OJ when OJ, quote unquote, killed his wife, Nicole Simpson Brown. And it was a lot of rumors that OJ was Khloe's dad. Khloe looks different from Courtney and she looks different from Kim. But to me, she doesn't look black. Moving on with the story. There was a picture of OJ's son and True Thompson, which is Khloe Kardashian's daughter. They are side by side. They look alike. Then there's another picture of Khloe Kardashian and OJ Simpson's daughter side by side, and they look alike. I'm curious to know, what do you guys think? I was reading some reports, and I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this. So you guys remember when the pandemic first came out, it was like, everybody stay at home. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. Like, I know for my household, we were Instacarting all of our groceries. We were eating out every night, meaning we were having like Wingstop deliver. We were having a Fridays deliver. We were having Famous Dave's deliver. We were doing all deliveries, spraying off our stuff. We were getting pizza, taking pans outside, transferring it from the box to the pan, bring it in inside, washing our hands. Like, we were really trying to do our due diligence and staying safe. Well, they had a strict, like, I believe it was a 2-week stay at home order. Well, again, as I just reported, you know, there was a lot of cases spiking after Thanksgiving. So the restaurants are, well, Los Angeles County is doing a strict stay at home order. Now, Pasadena came out with the report, and I believe Pasadena has its own like shindig thing. Pasadena was like, yo, we hear you, LA County, but we not about to fall in line. We not about that life. We're going to stay open and do our own thing. So they actually had investigators going out and spying on these restaurants in Pasadena and shutting them down. And I know that 3 restaurants got shut down. I don't know the specific names, but I do know that there was about 3 restaurants that shut down. So yesterday I saw a report, and there's a restaurant called Corny's Sports Grill in Agora Hill, in Agora Hills. Even though Los Angeles County has strict restrictions, this owner of this restaurant says he is not closing down. He says he has staff, and his staff can't survive if he closes down. He says he doesn't have the heart to lay them off before Christmas. And he says if the public health just pulled his permits and fined him $1,500, he'd be fine with that. But he's not closing down. So his outdoor dining is still open. So for all you rebellious people that just want to get outside, even though everything is shut down, you can go to Corny Sports Grill in Agora Hills, and his outdoor dining is going to take care of you.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for sticking around. Let's get into some music. Let's check out some Melatonin. And this song is called You.
You. No, you never knew. New way of speak, spoke, twist when I'm rolling over you. I start off slow, still I'm a hard act to follow. If I take it further, I'll some murder you. You don't make me go there. It's no fair, you know, because this road goes nowhere for you. A goof, I got the juice, proof, poof, you're gone. I raise roofs, put your tooth loose, truth. I leave your rebuttals and puddles of mud. Crumble your brothers up good, my flow is subtle till it floods you. I snatch up a batch of bastards in the rapture. Move them dudes, put them out to pasture. You see this is beef, I can't put nothing past you. You know my flow is rock solid, you can take it for granted. I make you understand it as I take over the planet. Break open the can of wood bass, give it to you. Cause you know my style is volatile. You throw the towel, yeah, I got a whole crew who can spar with you. Turn your celebration to a barbecue. Unleash a double feature movie on your real life. Stop your motion picture, still life that becomes you. No, you never knew. New way I speak, spoke, twist when I'm rolling over you. I start off slow, still I'm a hard act to follow. If I take it further, I'm to murder you. Yo, don't make me go there, it's no fair, you know, cause this road goes nowhere for you. I am greedy for cheese, and all your cheesy Macs melt easy. See me and leave like a genie in your sleeve. So quick, disappear, is it clear? I'm so sick. If I speak on you feeble people, you think you got the measles. With fist clenched, I abolish your stench. I am Febreze to MCs, it's a breeze in a cinch. I am a pinch hitter, you a sitter on the bench. Bullshitter, you get drenched by me, the cool spitter. I make it hot till the chicks got their skin displayed. And when I serve you, you would think that it was tennis played. I said I serve you, kid, that don't mean dinner's made. I keep the ace, king, queen, jack, and tennis spades. Royal flush, boy, your shit's just down the drain. You screaming loud in pain, boy, you hush. When a cushy is a cozy flow, blows your nose open. Hold your applause for after, cause it's my turn to clap you. No, you never knew. New way of speak, spoke, twist when I'm rolling over you. I start off slow, still I'm a hard act to follow. If I take it further, raps and murder you. Yo, don't make me go there, it's no fair, you know, cause this road goes nowhere for you. I lock and low, so shocking, now let's rock and roll. I cock and pull, back splash you all across the map. Who got control? Not you. Drop the flow slow and easy, yo, get holy and breezy like Swiss cheese, cause it is the rap superhero. To trap stupid people whose people flow, speak control by a souped up ego. I knock you off your rocker, rockabye, baby, by any means. I halt your product, to your heart, to your conduct, yeah, shape up, ship out, I shake up your charade. It's a shame that the shit's about to rain on your parade, cause I let your guys up like a rickshaw driver. When I spit, it's live away. When you spit saliva, when I float, it's lava. When you float, it's menstrual, you bleed out, cause your toots is vagina. But I'm raps, I got Alan Poe, got better styling flows, you should get them on the hot. No, you never knew, new way of speak, spoke, twist when I'm rolling over you. I start off slow, still I'm a hard act to follow. If I take it further, raps, I murder you. Yo, don't make me go there, it's no fair, you know, cause this road goes nowhere for you.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to Lip Smack and the podcast with your co-hosts, Dawn Chanel and Akiana. We are always happy that you are here. I want to make sure that I take this time out to remind you that my co-host does have a hair care line. Yes, she has a hair care line, and that hair care line is called Kennedy's Coil Oil. And you can get what you need for a healthy scalp. All right, for a healthy scalp full of luscious, beautiful hair. You know, you can fill in the places that are giving you problems. You know, it has everything that you need for the nutrients of that scalp. All right, she has the moisturizing conditioners and shampoos, the deep repairs. All right, that you definitely want to have, you know, access to. Then you have the flex paste and the amplifying foams. She has that as well as some styling creams. So look into that by visiting KennedysCoilOil.com. Again, that website is KennedysCoilOil.com. And then you'll be able to shop for those products there, all right? And you'll also be able to get other products, not just for on top of the hair, but what if you're a man and you have a beard, right? Well, there is the beard drizzle that is available on the website for men as well. And then if you like to have jewelry and beads and things, she does have an Etsy store available. And if you like to wear hair units and weaves and things like that, then you can get that through her Hair by Epitome that's available on her website. So I just wanted to make sure I'm giving her proper shout outs, because every single week, you know, when we put together these episodes, we, you know, she does a very good job bringing in new content. And even if it's a week where you don't hear her voice on an episode, she was still a part of that episode every week. We, you know, we work together with finding content to share here on our Lip Smack in the podcast. So thank you again for listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiana. Make sure you go on over to Kennedy's Coil Oil, and that is spelled KennedysCoilOil. KOILOIL. That's Kennedy's Coil. KennedysCoilOil.com.